5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh, fellas, you know what time it is. If you see me at this time, you'll know one thing. That means it's time to do the chew. That's right. It's time to level up. And Blue Chew just dropped something crazy. And I'm talking next level championship belt gold plated energy crazy. Blue Chew Gold is the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand. That ain't your grandpa's little blue pill, baby. This is the 4-in-1 beast that's setting the gold standard for performance. We're talking two ingredients for blood flow to keep that rocket pumping mixed with the Apomorphine, and oxytocin to turn up the arousal and connection in your brain and body. Oh, yeah. Blue Chew Gold dissolves under your tongue and works in a little as 15 minutes. That means you can get it on quicker and stay in the game longer. Elevation without hesitation. This is peak passion and peak performance in a single tablet. So that means forget Netflix and chill, and it's time to Netflix and fill. Hurrah. All right, so make it easier by getting hard and discover your options at BlueChew.com now. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with code ISSUES. ISSUES. That's promo code ISSUES. ISSUES. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the pod. Thank you, Blue Chew. Chew it and do it. Oh, yeah. It's me. I'm your meat. Oh, yeah.
We back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
Gunshot, a gunshot. Blocker, 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 blocker.
He's shooting me.
He's DC. Oh my God.
The way I have my camera set up, he's under me. So I'm like,
I was sorry. I was watching John Morant highlights last night.
That happened. This week I'm at nowhere. I'm nowhere this week.
Chilling,
because Cotty's shooting her movie, so I got to watch the kids.
Oh, movie and, time. And,
congratulations, Cotty.
Yeah, for real.
Want another one, but where am I at? Next weekend, I will be at Chocolate Sundays for All-Star Weekend, doing three shows that night. That's going to be popping. And then February 20th.
Are you hosting?
I'm hosting two of them. I'm doing a spot on one of them.
What you mean for Super Bowl Sunday?
No, that's this weekend.
Oh, snap. My bad. You're right. Damn. It's back to back now? Damn.
So I'm hosting one and doing a spot on two of them. I'm doing all three shows, but I can't remember what I'm doing.
If I'm in town, I'm pulling up. That's a good weekend to be there.
Oh, that weekend's going to be, it's President's Day, Valentine's Day, and All-Star Weekend. It's going to be wall to wall packed in that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be lit, and you know all the players gonna come. All that.
I remember one year. I think I don't know if it was All Star Weekend, but that was one weekend with Steph and then popped up on it.
Yeah, hell, bro. I know this weekend is gonna be people because I've talked to some of them. And I'm like, y'all coming? Are you gonna be in town? They're like, yeah, because I gotta get my list together because it's gonna be packed. What I didn't know is like, LA be so crazy. Like even people with like status be like, hey, bro, put me on a list to get in. Cause that walk
oh,
up.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be wild. Cause these security people be taking their jobs real serious, and they'll be, I don't care who you are.
Oh.
And it'd be a fire, you know, the fire codes, and we can't have, you know, we have capacity, that type of shit. So I was like, yeah. You know, I got to put you on the list.
Right, that's a problem.
And then February 20th, I'm back doing my Keon Poli and Friends shows at Flapper. So February 20th is the first one of the year. So get y'all tickets for that. February 28th, I will be in Sacramento doing this random show. And then I start hitting the road again in March. Fort Worth, Texas is the first spot. So,
Road again.
yeah. But 20th, get y'all tickets for that and Flappers.
Were you at DC?
Baltimore Comedy Factory this weekend, which is February the, give me the dates for this weekend right now, because I don't have it in my,
The
in,
8th
I
is
got,
Sunday.
what is it, the 8th of Sunday?
Friday's
Yeah.
the 6th, Saturday's the
So the
7th.
6th to the 8th, Baltimore Comedy Factory, pull up, East Coast, I'm out here, and I'm coming for some crab cakes, man, Wild Child Tour with the Broski Marlon Wayans, man.
Some crab cake.
Where you at, Gregory?
Go check out my new website, CraigWayans.com.
Talk your shit, bro.
Hey.
There'll be new merch popping up on there, updates on new projects coming out.
Okay.
So stay tuned. Check it
Good.
out.
February 6th, if you're in the Los Angeles area, I am at downtown LA with Dion Lack for the Zodiac B-Day show with Aquarius season. We're celebrating you, Aquariuses. Aquarius. So come down, some free wine and cupcakes and laughs and jokes and all that good stuff, man. And that's it. That's it.
Perfection.
Recording in progress. There it is. I did it. And with no problems whatsoever.
Did everything we got DC in here on time? What does he have to digitally, how do you say that word? Digitally send money in for being late?
To send money in to
What's he
what?
doing, Jazz?
Because we had the, remember we have the cash can?
The cash cam.
No, that's gone. It's all in my drawer right
The
now.
money jar.
Oh. Oh, digitally sending in for being late?
Yeah. Keon smiles a little too hard. He's like, that's right there in the drawer, man.
All in the drawer, baby.
Untouched, untouched.
Hold in the drawer trick.
I figured Keon would melt down if he actually had to. He'd be like, we can't spend this. Are you? It's like, this is not his default nature.
He was actually screaming for us to spend it.
I don't mean that. I just mean Keon
He
doesn't have
wanted
to
to spend it
spend
more
it.
than all of us.
Get rid of it. I was hungry on the mat. I'd be sitting there starving. Let's just eat.
I don't know if I got spoiled, but it takes too long for the food to get here now.
What far
Don't
is
order
it?
online. Like on Postmates and stuff.
I only use Uber Eats. I've never used anything else.
You get miles on it, so it made me go to Lyft, so I get my Delta miles.
Yep, same. Same.
And
That's
also the Postmates.
the dope trick right there. All right.
I
I'm
spend too
out.
much money on food.
Well, shoot, last week wasn't I talking about doing having 16 different types of food in your fridge at one time from different places?
Yeah. Jesus.
The Kirk was like, yeah, man, I mix my adobo with the like I was like
I said I mix leftovers and make new meals with them.
So Craig living a great life right there.
No, that's how someone came up with chicken and waffles.
Fish and spaghetti, all those, I get it. All those meals. I get
Fish
it.
and spaghetti. Yeah, I heard of that too.
Yeah. That's like that's those the struggle meals that people turn out. What's the best struggle meal?
Is fish and spaghetti a struggle meal or just two fat ass things you want to eat together?
I think it's two. I think one's a leftover thing, and then you go, spaghetti sauce in general is like solid to. So then I think you put that on there.
No, that's a big thing. The white fish over pasta.
Yeah, I mean it's a big
Now, if you
thing.
talk about fried fish on pasta, I don't know.
It's
What
not
else are we
on,
talking
but people
about?
just have like spaghetti and then, some fish. But when I think struggle meals, I'm thinking sandwiches, ramen, shit like that. Yes, fish and spaghetti is more of a hood meal. Like Roscoe's is more of a hood meal than a struggle meal, if that makes
Yeah.
sense.
You mean like cheese and jelly sandwiches?
Oh,
Never did
yeah.
that.
That would be
Yeah,
a.
you put the bread in the bottom of the oven on a broil with the cheese on it and let
I've
it
done
melt.
that, but
Then
not
you
with
put
the
then you put
oh,
jelly
jelly.
and
Not with the
fold it in half.
jelly.
Yeah, hey man, it tastes good. It tastes like a Danish.
I actually, I
Cheese
believe you
Danish.
though. I never liked cheese Danishes, so.
Oh, it's reminiscent of like a cheese Danish.
Yeah, I never liked them.
Nah, cheese Danishes, that's fire. I'm all in. So you saying you put the toast on there, right? You broil it, you flip the toast, then you
You
put
know how you make
cheese
the
on
cheese get the
there,
brown spots on
right?
it?
Then you, yeah, it hasn't been in there for too long, clearly. That's that cheap macaroni wax cheese. That's I mean the Kraft wax cheese.
Yeah, it's Kraft. Get the little brown on
It ain't supposed to burn. It's like, oh, this don't melt, this burn. That's different. Hot cheese is supposed to melt.
Yeah, put the jelly in the middle. Man, here it go.
You make it like a sandwich, or you just have the individual.
You make it like a sandwich.
You put it the other one, the jelly on top of it. That sounds
It's really good.
there
Now,
you
I don't get Nutella banana sandwiches. I'm like, what?
peanut butter and
that makes more sense than freaking cheese and jelly.
Yeah, I'm gonna put those together. I think Tony told me that he said you put cheese on like a donut and it's fire. I've never tried that. That sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sage is the what was it, the burger in between two donuts?
The Luther?
That's what it's called.
As they called it on Boondocks.
Yeah.
What's up, DC Irvin?
What
What
up,
up,
man?
man?
I'm looking old. How you adjust this? How you
DC
come
came
here,
in
come in
for
here and help me do the doohickey.
Hold on.
Hold on. Am I reverse?
You better now. You look
He's
like
like,
you're playing
hello?
guitar.
Hello? Y'all here? Hello?
I'm back. I'm here. What's going on?
What's up, DC Irvin?
What's up, y'all?
How you doing?
Good, Brody. I've been traveling. I'm in Philly. Had to make a
Yeah.
pit stop to see the kiddo.
That's great though, bro.
What y'all doing?
You look like you write poetry.
Yeah,
He said he looks like he
look
took up guitar.
very artistic over there.
Andre 2000.
Yeah.
We see like he was just telling some girl, you know, the will or won't, the sway back and forth. Me and you and me, we are one.
Is my camera looking the right way?
Yeah, we just got a lot of nostril right now.
It's correct, like it's vertical, it's correct.
Just
All right, we're
a lot
good.
of
I mean
schnauzer.
horizontal, sorry. Let me
That's
put it on the stand. It's hot dog style.
hot dog style.
Remember
<We're>
that shit? Hamburger and hot dog style.
talking kindergartners. It's hot dog and hamburger style. That's funny. That's like the shoot, my daughter called it crisscross applesauce, and I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, because they don't say that anymore.
That's
It
so it like, bro. Okay, never mind. I ain't gonna get into
Wait, why not? Hold on, this makes sense. When you say we take stuff from different cultures all the time. So if you say, oh, sitting Indian style, or if you want to say native to make it a little better, like that makes sense for a long time when people sat like this. You know what I mean?
It felt harmless.
It felt
Wait, but
harmless.
I didn't think they meant Native American. I thought they meant Indian from over in India.
Oh no, sir. They did not.
How they used to sit with their legs crossed like that and
I
pray.
think you know what's crazy? I think they did, but we just didn't know them like that, so we went native.
You look at like
The Gandhi pigeon, I mean not the Gandhi, what's the god? But yeah, that makes more sense.
oh, you mean like Samoset roots or
like
something like that?
Venus and those yeah.
Indian gods. But you
Yeah.
know what? So like when you would watch all those videos and we would see how they would like the natives would sit around the campfire, they would all be crisscross applesauce. Like those were always pictures. So I don't know. Now that you say the actual Indian, I go like, oh, maybe it was.
I thought we always got it from the Native Americans. That's
Same.
that was what I envisioned.
Same. Yeah, that's what I always thought as well.
But with who said it? Keon. I think what Keon's saying is now that you think about it, it
It's
could be the
Dawson. Dawson
well,
gets the float.
Craig said it. I was just like, once he said it, I was like, that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
It does make sense. But
But
just knowing this country, I go, nah, I know where they got it
to
from.
my original point, is that one of the things is like that's like a isn't that kind of paying homage? You know what I mean?
I don't know if it's necessarily like, hey, we like this, it's a good thing, but it's a cultural thing, I think.
I feel like if you change the name and said native style, I don't see the problem with it.
Right.
I'm wondering if there was some violence that was involved in it.
Well, there's always violence when it comes to the whites.
Yeah, so they probably
the
was like,
whites!
they used to make you sit that way before they executed you. That's probably some shit that it was.
Crazy.
There's always something like that when it comes to
I'm gonna look
the goddamn London Bridge.
What's the
They're,
London Bridge? What is that?
the song London Bridge.
Yeah, we should have a song,
And
London Bridge is falling down. I
oh
remember that
yeah.
song. We would sing that as like a little game.
But it's a bad thing.
Yeah. It was about London Bridge falling down.
But like actually like falling and crushing people or like people dying off of it.
Was something very negative attached to it.
I see what you're saying. Like I heard like Ring Around the Rosie
It'd
was
be
like
like 9/11, Twin Towers, Twin Towers. It'd be like kids playing that in another country.
Going around in circles, everyone. Little Timmy in the jet.
Oh, that's great. Why is my camera tripping, guys? I'm having an issue. I didn't move anything. What just happened?
Don't know. You keep giving energy like you just got to shape up. You
It's moving by itself. Oh, okay. I
Fast
need
don't be practicing. He just get to the game and be like, all right, it's time.
We're learning it. We'll learn as we go, bro. Hey,
You gotta
you
pray. You
ever see
gotta
like
stretch, bro.
now you ever see like when a quarterback comes to the team and it's like their first day on there, they just start balling? That's when I know. Like we'll figure out the play. If we've done this long enough, we'll get it good enough. We'll figure it out. We got nothing to lose. We're playing with house money.
Looked it up, and it's definitely the natives, and it started in like the 60s.
Oh, that's
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
not long
Because for
at all.
some reason back then as kids, we weren't too familiar with like, the our Afghan brothers and sisters. We were connected, with the natives,
That's because you learned about it in school heavy though. Every you had a whole segment, Cherokee,
Yeah.
Navajo, you know what I mean? Like you went through all that. So you like
Thanksgiving time, they talk a little bit about
Well,
it. They lie a little bit, a lot about it.
they only teach us the enemies, man. The Muslims and they didn't become enemies until 2001. Then it's like, oh, you guys know about all these? I was like, oh, yeah.
That's a great point. That's a great
Then you
point.
start seeing how many Middle Easterners are around, and you're like, oh yeah, but I hardly even noticed that
That's true. That's true, Chaz.
they weren't enemies. I learned about Mexicans in the Mexican War. I learned about natives and the French and like all them wars. It's like, oh, now we got beef. Now we're gonna learn about yeah, they came from here. It's like, hey, all these people now. Like,
Your sound's delayed.
It is. What is happening?
You don't Wi-Fi, Chaz?
It
Now that you said
was just fine.
it. It looks like an
Chaz talking tomorrow.
Asian movie. Yeah, say you dishonored my family.
You have dishonored my family.
Oh, boy.
You mad delay, bro.
What just happened, bro? I was just on. We were just fine.
You didn't have to put the accent on the delay.
I gotta delete all that. That's never
The
happened.
delay was good enough.
That I'm deleting all that. It never happened.
It's still happening.
They'll
So
never
funny.
see that part. You guys keep talking while I figure this out. Yeah. No,
That's gonna be in a clip.
it's not.
Keep it in.
You're still going live and you never took it off live.
Yeah, keep it in. Let it breathe.
Now I'm a
Yeah, let it
coward, bro.
breathe.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, you never said your favorite meal.
Favorite
Broke.
struggle meal. Hey, you know
Oh.
what? I don't know if it's a favorite. I'll tell you the worst thing I did, just eating ramen right out the packet, hard.
Yeah, with the seasoning
That's
part.
common, bro.
I know.
That's
Is
black
it?
chip.
Yeah, that's the
Yeah.
worst. That's the worst it's been for me. I was like,
That's a good time.
oh no, it is not.
You put the seasoning on it?
Yeah, I'll put the seasoning on it, but I'm just like, it's like,
Yeah.
man, we gotta eat like this.
Yeah, now you see mites and stuff on it. We were tough kids.
Right.
Oh, on the ramen, they deal with mites and stuff now?
They were finding mites in some of the ramen packages.
Oh, these
For a
kids are
long
soft. We was taking them mics to the neck and go play. We take them mics and go play.
And then drink out the hose to wash it
Drink
down.
out the hose to water it down.
The rusty hose. Wait
As
till
well,
all
and
the brown come out.
they wonder why we have the highest prostate cancer of any generation.
Really?
Don't know. I'm just saying something.
Oh,
It sounds fair.
He said it so matter of fact. I was like, oh.
Hey, God, I did zero research, guys. I don't know.
Wait, do y'all think that any of the things we did used to do affects? I mean, of course it does, but what do you think really affected like how we are today, at our ages now that we did as kids?
Oh no. I mean, it's hard to say because of stuff was better. Like my grandpa ate bad, right? But he ate better bad stuff.
Right.
So like it's hard to say. Like when they be like, oh, we grew up on McDonald's and we're fine. Our McDonald's was just potatoes, salt, and now it's glufosinates and blood. Like that wasn't in our. So it's like, how do you compare? Like I ate McDonald's and I was fine, but my McDonald's was actual food. This McDonald's, it's foil and band-aids, and it's like it's different. So it's hard to say.
Right.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah, the ingredients, you look at our ingredients growing up, what was on the back of stuff and what's on the back of stuff now, it's two completely different things, even though it's the same thing.
Also, we learned a lot on our own. Latchkey Kids was big with our generation.
Yeah, parents is at work.
Where now there's always a parent at home.
But what difference do you think that makes, Craig?
As far as you, well, there's people home to educate you on nutrition and things of that nature, where before you were learning on the go and whatever you could cook. If you can make one of them little burritos, the frozen
The
burritos,
frozen burritos.
you eat
I
that
hated
5 days
those
a
things. The
week. Del Monte's.
Wait, let me ask y'all this. Doesn't it make you a little bit stronger though as a child if you had to learn how to survive on your own without with not saying no parents around, period, but just because my mom and dad worked a lot when I was growing up and I would be at home with my sisters and we would just be surviving.
Yeah, but there's a different problem, right? The different problem is that exactly what Craig is talking about, the types of food that you got compared to the food that you got now. Because if you learn to cook healthy stuff and you had all that process, then it would be fine. But when you have the here, eat this package thing, then it's then and that's when it becomes different.
But outside of the food aspect, just in general, like
Yeah. No, dude, you
you knew how to survive.
self-sufficient.
When your parents were gone all the time, you knew how to survive. You knew not to touch the stove, not to turn this on, not to, you know what I mean? Like somebody's having a parent in the house all the time. And I'm talking about not for like if kids by themselves are alone. I'm talking about if you had just, brothers and sisters. It felt like when your parents not being around, you learn how to like live and survive and be the older one, be the younger one, how to take, I had to take direction from my sisters.
I think it's just that you learn to survive, but with the parents in the house, you learn to excel. There's a lot of shit with your parents in the house, you end up doing that. And when they wasn't there, you'd fuck off until 15 minutes before they got home and try to rush and do your homework and shit.
All right.
Like shit, I know I sat with my kids and did homework. I know nobody sat with me and did homework. They just came home and put it on the table. They
Yeah.
didn't know
I
that.
think, I mean, with anything, I think there's balance. Like, I tell my kids what to do, but I don't do it until they got it to a point now where they're on autopilot. So they come in, they wash their hands, they make their stuff in the air fryer, they do the, like, I'll check it, but I still made it. Like, pretend I'm not here.
Right.
Like, I'm only here for guidance and emergencies. If you got it, you got it. It's like I, because I didn't want to raise the super codependent ass kids.
Right.
Like I'll be watching kids, Mom, can you? Can I'll be like, bro, go do that. I'm not doing that.
I'll say
Now,
the
unless it's something like, unless it's something that the parent is doing for memories or bonding. For example, Cottie makes their breakfast every morning because that's something she enjoys doing. Like that's their thing. So I'm like, all right, dude. Like I'd be like, when by the time I wake up, they didn't already ate.
Right.
If she's not here, like I'll hear the air fryer going off and the toaster and but like they're making their breakfast. I ain't doing that. But she do it because like that's her thing.
Yeah.
But they
It's
know
their
how to do
intimate moment. 'Cause that's
it. Yeah,
how I would
but
do it. I'll be in day.
they know
I'll make the
how to
little
do it.
breakfast.
Yeah, they know how to do it. But she just enjoys doing it.
Yeah.
And then they grow up. Mom made us breakfast every day.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm like, what'd dad do? He was sleep, nigga.
Nothing. He did nothing for
Tired. I was tired out paying for your house.
us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Valentine's Day is around the corner. It's time to get intimate. So close, you can feel everybody's hairs. But you don't want to feel their hairs. That's why you need to do yourself a favor and head to Manscaped today. Manscaped right now is offering 15% off all bundles. And if you subscribe in your email, 10% off your entire purchase. Now's the time to get rid of those inconvenient hairs with Manscaped's specialized toolkits. They got one for every single need. I use it for my area. I used to use different pieces for the beard trimming, the shaving. You don't want to integrate. You want to keep those separate. You want to make sure you're not nyan. Hopefully you at least start hearing it, neither here nor there. Manscaped has got you covered either way it go. So if you want to get ready for your ladies, fellas, and tying a little trim the hedges, or ladies, you're tired of your man's bush running around everywhere, head over there now. 15% all bundles, 10% off site wide once you subscribe. Do yourself a favor, get yourself Manscaped and ready for the day of love.
Always right. What's your struggle meal, DC?
Struggle meal, like dry salami. I'll do dry salami with like those some pickles and like a cracker, any kind of cracker.
You put that on a bread with some mustard. That's a sandwich, bro.
Yeah, but that's my little like if
Wait,
I.
what? What the cracker part is throwing me off. You did what?
Dry
Like
salami,
a
any.
crackers? No. I get it. Now it's like a Lunchable, right?
Yeah, you create your own little Lunchable.
I got you. I got you. I got you.
Yeah.
It
Just
was
minus the little Butterfinger or the little dessert to go with it.
Are we talking current struggle or what we
Sure.
used to?
Are you talking about past struggle or just.
Yeah, struggle meal in general. Cross, I would cross all platform, all
I
time.
used to have favorites that I don't like no more.
Well, like what?
Like I was a ramen McGee, but putting different things in it, hot dogs, tuna, like whatever protein I had. And just putting, I was making, we was making the ramen
Ramen?
coffee. You said what?
Tuna and ramen sounds terrible.
It was good, bro. I used to put whatever protein I could have, I'll put it in there, and that seems to be good.
Wait, give it, all right, give it to me again. What's the setup here?
So I make my ramen and then whatever protein I had, I'm throwing in there. So whether it was like a tuna, a hot dog, like fried hot dog, whatever I had, I would put it in there. And it was
That's
popping.
fair. That's fair game.
It was popping.
That's pho.
Tuna.
That's pho. You made ghetto pho.
I was doing it before it got, all commercialized,
With
you
hot
know?
dog?
You
With hot
was down
dog?
there making a prison meal.
Yeah,
All you
right.
have to do
With
is
hot
wrap it in
dog?
some plastic and flatten it out. You would have made a spread.
Oh, you motherfucker. Man, this shit is tripping, bro.
Now I'll say, like,
Corn your chest.
as kids, we used to mess up them. We used to tear up them Chef Boyardee things.
The canned ones.
Yeah, your beefaronis, your raviolis.
Yeah, we would put, yeah, I'm with you on that, Keon. We would put hot dogs inside the Chef Boyardee.
Put that in there, and I think I was doing something like I'll season it a little bit.
Put a little cheese. Don't have no cheese available.
Yeah, cheese. Sometimes I would like chop up like tiny bit of onion to make it seem like I
Oh,
did
you
cheese.
wild as hell. He'd go with everything.
My brothers would be like, "Ooh, this is so good! Like this is so good." Because I was making it all
Fire,
up.
bro.
They'd be like, "This is good."
It's all better than
Cheese
ramen.
really go with everything. Or we would do oh, I got a good struggle meal. Some regular wheat bread. You put some butter on it, sugar and cinnamon.
That was good.
And that would be like your little bit like, oh, I made
Oh, never
some
mind.
cinnamon toast crunch, but it's live.
I got my favorite. I got my favorite. The when you would split open the what's the them Hillshire Farm links.
Oh yeah.
I pan fry one of those on the white bread with the mustard.
Bro.
All right, that's good. That's good.
I'm out of there. I eat 38 million of those.
We're just trying to go straight diabetic at the house. It was straight syrup sandwiches.
I never did that.
Did somebody ever get too ghetto on you?
Pour the syrup all in there. No toasted
I remember
in
I
nothing.
stayed at night like at my one of my friends' house, and it was like in the hood. And they got some water and just put a bunch of sugar in it. And they was like, "You gonna be drinking sugar water, DC?" I just nah, this above my pay grade right here.
You definitely learned where you were economically when you went over to your friend's house. Like your struggle meals in there, you'd be like, "God damn!" Like, you go home and hug your parents for no reason. Like, thank you so much, because Jesus, y'all over here living way different.
Straight sugar water is wild.
The only thing I would never eat was potted meat. I used to have friends that'd be making potted meat sandwiches.
Potted meat.
Potted meat.
Craig, you know what's crazy is I didn't mind the potted meat. The potted meat, because it was very similar to Vienna sausages. It's just
No,
mashed
potted
up Vienna
meat is,
sausages.
yeah, it's mashed up. It's like a can of
Yeah.
mashed up meat.
It seems like they use that with corned beef and hash. So I kind of like the potted meat
Wait,
taste.
like spam, or what are you talking about?
No, like dog food, like
Yeah, it's
mud,
like dog food.
like meat mud.
What?
It looks like the clay, like mud. It
It smell
does
like cat
smell
food. Now
like
I gotta go hug my
ew.
mom and dad. This is what I'm talking about. Like, I'd be like, I didn't eat.
I do syrup sandwiches, but when someone come out the house with the potted meat,
Oh, potted meat.
it's always that same hole.
Y'all, you wait, Chaz and Keon, y'all have never had potted meat?
No,
That's crazy.
we
I've
were
never had it. I've seen it it's
a
so
lot.
you've had a Vienna sausage, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
reluctantly.
Okay, so potted meat is just Vienna sausage just smashed up and put it together. So like a nigga chewed your Vienna sausages and put it in a can for you.
Oh. Someone blended up your Vienna sausages.
Blended
Oh.
That's exactly what it's like.
That's
What was funny is when like you eat it when you don't gotta eat it no more, and then somebody called you. Like, I remember we was in college, and my boy, he's Filipino, so they spam is regular in that culture. It's not a big deal. So he's making some spam and rice and eggs or whatever like that. And another teammate come in, he was like, "Hey bro, we ain't gotta eat that shit no more, man. We ain't in the hood no more." And like I could tell he made him feel bad, like, damn dog, I'm just trying to eat. Like, but he made him feel like
You ain't gotta do this
better
no
than that now. Like,
more.
I'm like, we're in college. We are poor. I will take a plate, sir.
You ain't got to do this no more, brother.
Yeah, he
Yeah,
didn't say
spam in the
that.
islands is like
They do.
legit.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
I
they try to
can't
get you up
do
there.
spam.
Nah. No, thank you.
No meat in a can that could last unlimited. Do I like?
No, that's gross. Hey, Keon, when you posted I think you commented on a video when it was like the two parents were arguing at like 3 a.m. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I just saw it this morning.
Bro, when I saw it too, and then I saw your comment, I was like, I gotta thank my parents, bro, because I never once went through that
Me
like
either. I don't know what that is. So, for context, there was a video. It's a hilarious sketch. But it's when your parents are about to get divorced at 3 a.m. So the mom come in with a suitcase. Get up, let's go. We're leaving. He was like, oh, you're not th you what did he say? He's like,
Yeah.
don't touch me. He's like, did I touch her? Did
He's
I
like,
touch
go.
her?
He's like, go back to sleep. Go back to sleep.
He's like yelling, and so then they close the door. He opens the door, like, let him hear it. So it's just like a hella chaos in the house. And I was like, it was the sketch is hella funny, but I was like, why is it, even though I've never seen this situation myself, but I've seen it other people, movies, TVs, and other people's households. Why, when the mom is mad, is it, come on, we're going? Like, you want to leave, lady? Leave. What the hell, these kids? How are you just automatically taking the kids every time?
That made
Get
no
your shit,
sense.
we're going. Like, no, you get out. That baby sleep. Or they like their daddy. Like, they chilling.
On, checks. Come on, reassurance
Like,
that I'm be able to come back in the house.
right.
Nigga, come on, let's go. We're going. What are you, who gives you the right to take the kid? And who said the kid want to leave?
Have you had some of those, Craig?
Some what?
Do you have to get up at 3 a.m. because you had to leave the house all of a sudden?
No, I just had an absentee parent.
Oh, okay. That's a good point.
I wish I had those arguments. Would have been good to have some quotes of his. Bitch, I told your ass. One of those would be great. But I had it tattooed on me in remembrance of Jad. But no.
That's funny. He's like, I wish we'd have had those arguments. Y'all complaining about this?
Nah,
That is
I
an
didn't
interesting
have
question, how the moms just automatically be like, let's go.
it. Right. It's crazy. When I saw the schedule, the first thing I thought about was like, every time you see it, the mom's got her suitcase. Me and the kids are leaving. Who the fuck? What you talking about, you and the kid? You mad at this nigga.
Right.
They not mad at him.
The moms be needing company. They be
Yeah, like,
like
unless he like abusing y'all, I get it. But if you just mad because he cheated, or you just mad at him to be mad, I can't take this anymore. I'm leaving. Come on, kids. What you talking about? Come on, kids.
kids like it's cold out there.
If you want to dip, dip. These kids like, I like my bed. I like my house. I like my dad.
Well, if someone cheats, right, and the mom wants to leave, yeah, I'm like, I get why you want to
I
leave.
get why you want to leave. I get
There's
it.
like, but there's a household here. This kid has a house. You gonna take him to your mom's place? What are we talking about?
Because you mad.
Right.
Come on, we're going to grandma's.
He's
Fuck,
like,
why?
I have my room. My room is here. All my stuff is here.
They never go straight to grandma's. They go by that nigga's house first with your kids. So your kids get to hear her get banged out.
That's crazy.
And then she goes to grandma's house.
Jesus, Craig.
Oh,
I thought they really be. I mean, I've seen it. They go to
they
grandma's
end up over there
house.
with
Craig
your
is crazy.
kids being a little blanket on the couch, on the white leather couch, and this nigga's all
That's
white
it's
apartment.
normally a stop before they go to the wholesome place.
This is what Craig
The
has been in
kids
the house.
vaguely remember. They just remember, like, the kids don't remember that house ever. They just know that they stopped somewhere first.
Yeah, Craig has been Mr. Craig. Say hello to Mr. Craig. And then the kids are outside in his
I
living
was gonna say, that's where it come from. Craig
room. You just
been.
throw the Cool Ranch Doritos
Yeah,
in the room with them.
I
Hey, there y'all go.
Yeah, I would love to ask women that. Like, what makes you think you got access or a right to take the kid because you mad? That doesn't make any logical sense.
Well, that's
Maybe
because
they
they
think
don't
they're
want to
gonna
lead a
take
kid.
care of them better.
Well, they
But
don't
you're
want to
mad.
lead a
The
kid to
thing
be taken
is, you
somewhere
coming
else.
back too. You just mad right now. Let that baby sleep. You ain't we like most of them ain't you ain't going nowhere. Like that was what's funny was about the sketch. In the sketch, they arguing because they said when your parents are about to get divorced, but they never get divorced. They just be they one of them households that fight a lot. So you just mad at this nigga again. Well, go cool off. What, leave the baby alone. You're not leaving.
Right.
And if you do
If
want
the
to leave,
kids be used
you
to if the kids be used to the fights, normally they'll be like, "Nah, mom, we staying. We just gonna go back to sleep."
like,
They will say some rude shit. Why we gotta take all our stuff over to grandma's when we just
Yeah.
coming back tomorrow? Shoo.
Because you dramatic.
They
Like
know. They've
involving
been through
the
this
kids
too
is
many
crazy.
times.
I was reading even the comments. Some of the comments was like, I used to be at the door listening.
Oh, as a kid.
Yeah, they was like, literally, you know, I was never asleep. I was paying attention the whole time. And
Yeah.
I just never, I never understood that.
To see how
I
many
just,
people related, I was like, oh, I had it
hella
really.
people related. I was like, I just thought it was hilarious because they did a good job acting it out. But
Right.
I was like,
I
nah, that
gotta
was
see.
my
Make
life.
sure you send me this kid, Kia.
It's funny. I said,
If
but
I go,
that ain't right.
my parents would argue, but I've never once came to like, we're getting out the house, or your dad's, we're, you know, I've just never been close to that, that I know of, anyways.
I don't remember my parents arguing, but my sisters, they got like a, they like, yeah, we remember. Maybe I was just some little slow kid that just wouldn't pay attention or whatever, but I don't remember like that. I may remember like one time, but it wasn't like frequent.
When
Right.
did your parents split?
When I was 8.
Oh, that's why they had been fighting before.
Exactly. So when I was 8,
did you
but
take it
you
hard?
know, they kind of hit it for me probably.
Did you take it hard as a kid?
You say what?
Did it hit you hard as a kid?
Oh, it made me the savage I am today. Barbarian.
Wait, what
It
about my
affects,
life?
but man, it affects, man, that divorce stuff. You don't realize how much it affected you until you get older. Because I was
Really?
like, I want my dad in the house.
Right.
And who's this new nigga?
Right.
Yeah, my
And
mom
then,
got, when she remarried, I was like, it
yeah,
was just different.
right.
And I was in denial the whole time, thinking like, oh, they're gonna get back together. They're gonna get back together. And then years go by, you'd be like, oh, damn. Oh, hell yeah, it affected me.
As an adult, what do y'all think is better, a divorce or them staying, but the household just toxic as shit?
A divorce. Yeah, I think a divorce. I think a divorce. I think a divorce is better.
I agree.
Staying, because you don't want no parent to be staying in nothing that they just ain't happy in or flourishing in, because they're not gonna be no good.
Ain't nothing like seeing dad doing better as a bachelor again. Nice furniture, PlayStation that we couldn't get at the
Yeah.
other house. This could be me too, Dad. Thanks for teaching me how to get a divorce.
I don't think you should stay in any situation that's like where y'all kind of get to a point where y'all despising each other, because it'll trickle down to the kids. That's why you get little kids that start being little bullies outside. They be discombobulated at school and all that stuff and not in a happy household.
But they them same kids be discombobulated when the parents split.
Yeah.
It's just a tough, the tough thing.
I think it depends on the level of how y'all aren't getting along. If you guys just grow apart, that type of divorce is different than the you got cheated divorce, which
Right.
is different than I got somebody pregnant, or
Were you talking about there were happy times and
yeah,
then later on in life?
they just grew apart.
Well, that's like having a happy family, a happy household at that point.
So do you think the grew apart people should stay in the same house? For
No, but
the
I
kids?
have seen the people that grew apart become friends, and end up doing more activities together, from Christmases to family vacations, than they were doing when it was the end of their relationship.
Okay.
Once they decided, all right, look, this isn't working as a couple. Now I ain't cheating this week.
This week.
No, God damn it. I'm not having this conversation over and over again. You're so much cooler when we're not together.
And then Keon, I think age has a lot to do with it too, with the kids. Like whatever age they're at, because a lot of times the kids be like, man, y'all need to go and split up. I don't know why y'all act like y'all holding on for us.
Yeah, that's
You know what
true.
I mean? They be like,
Yeah.
oh, come on, we done made, we 15, 16, 17, we get it now.
Right.
When it's babies, when it's a little harder for kids, or kids, it's hard to understand.
Well, how old were you, Ken? You were older, right, when they split?
I was grown as hell. I was just annoyed. Like my first thing, this how selfish and annoying I was. Like they was like, we getting a divorce, and mind you, I'm about to go away to school. So I said, well, where I'm going for Christmas, I ain't trying to split time for Christmas. Like I immediately went to the hot, because basketball season is a winter sport. So it's rare that we don't have a Christmas or Thanksgiving tournament. So on the and when I do get to go home, I gotta make a decision now because I only get one.
Right.
So that I was hella annoyed. Like this is gonna be annoying. Like I'm already gone, I'm not gonna see y'all, and now I gotta make a decision.
Wait, how far did they move away from each other when they first divorced?
My mom went to Bakersfield.
Oh, she moved deep.
And then my dad stayed up here. I
He's
mean,
the, oh yeah.
up there. So it was just hella annoying. I was just like, yeah, if they were down the street, hey. But two different, four, five.
I feel that.
I was like, bro, y'all annoying. But when you
But
annoying.
DC,
Like, y'all know I only get one break.
where did your mom leave DC? Because I know she's in
my
Mississippi now.
mom, so we lived in Oakland, and
Right.
so when my mom divorced and got remarried, she moved, we moved to, f they moved to Sassoon. And my dad went to Vallejo.
Where's
So
Sassoon?
Fairfield was like fair. It was like maybe pretty, probably like 30, 20, 25 minutes from each other.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
She took a grand hike going to Mississippi now.
She's from Mississippi.
Oh.
Yeah, so my mom's origin is from Oxford, Mississippi. So her like one of her uncles had moved to Oakland. A preacher moved to Oakland and then met my dad, and then he was like, "Oh, I got my niece." And then brought my mom. He was like, "Why don't you come down and visit?" And that's how they got together. My dad's from Oakland, my mom's from Mississippi. So she just went back to her roots.
Let me tell you guys something very terrible of me. My grandmother's from Mississippi, okay? She was from I want to say Natchez, Mississippi, but I might be wrong. But every time I meet someone from Mississippi, I just not when I meet them, when I think of them, I automatically think of slavery. That's the first thought. As soon as I
I
think
used
of them.
to I when I was down there, I would when I when they would send us there for the summers, I would feel it.
I think about it immediately, but it's sick. I'm like, oh, this is slavery automatically. And my grandma,
Well, and
she.
shout out to my mom and them right now, they're going through it bad because down where they were, they stay in like the country. So when this winter storm, they got hit with it bad. So I had to go stay with my sister, ironically, in Oakland, Tennessee. But their pipelines are still frozen and stuff down there. So a lot of those rural areas down there, they don't get tended to when like a little natural disaster happens.
Y'all ever notice when DC says certain words, and I noticed this with G King and Ryan Coogler, that you guys have this. When you said sister right now, it sounded exactly how Ryan Coogler would say sister. You have
What'd
heard.
you say?
So G King and Ryan Coogler talk the same to me at times, okay? And so some.
Nah, oh, Ryan Coogler is deep. Well, I think West Oakland. That's a West Oakland accent or deep East Oakland.
No,
Yeah.
I'm not saying with the. No, when I hear G King sometimes, I'm like, because G be doing the whole, I be hearing that. I be like, oh, am I wrong? I'm not wrong. I be hearing that.
Your cameraman is terrible,
My
Chaz.
camera's doing too much, I know. But when you said sister right now,
When I'm hold on, go ahead. I'm sorry, Jazz.
when you said sister right now, I
Oh, it
heard,
came out.
you were like your sister. And I was like, oh, that's the I said, oh, that's the Coogler, that's the Bay. I heard it's all together. I heard it. You know what I mean? I said, oh, there
What's
it
your
is.
name? Ryan Coogler is an outlier because a lot of cats don't sound as intense as he sounds.
Right.
Yeah, his low key is so intense. It got like hints of LA in it too.
Yeah.
He'd
Yep,
be
you're
like,
right,
yeah, so
Keon.
you feel me when I'm seeing, we go to core. I'm like, nigga, that's not all the way us.
That's not all the way us. Yeah.
Now
His
his is in there.
Right. His is super strong. Right.
is super strong.
Yeah.
You know
So
what's
I think.
crazy? And I, obviously you hear with people who have more recognizable accents, but like when you gone away, you lose it until you go back home. And then you just jump back in to how everybody in that area talk.
Yeah. 'Cause you can speak your language again.
You don't hear yourself doing it.
Yeah. Like when I go to Yonkers in Brooklyn, it comes out of
Oh,
me.
okay. All right.
Okay.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right. But you know what? When I was when I read with Izzy or we do certain words, you know, and I don't know how much is a black thing or how much is a Michigan thing or Midwest thing, I don't know, but we don't use a lot of D's in our words, right? I mean, instead of T's, we use a lot of words with D's, right?
It's very
So
black.
it's very black. So we were going over something, and you know, if the word is like I don't know, somebody give me something. I'm trying to think of a
Other.
Now, other is a TH, so we're probably not. But if it was
Not
like,
yet.
OTTER in the word, it's otter. It's an otter. We're gonna say
Yeah.
otter, right? And so I was like, we went over some word, and she's like otter, and I was like, yeah, it's otter. And she was like, but there's T's in there, and I'm like, yeah. But I'm
You
like,
say y'all say otter.
yeah, it's gonna be an
Otter.
otter. Like it's not an otter. Like that animal's not an otter. It's not
Yeah. All
an
in.
otter, right? So, but
That's
teaching her,
just black.
that's just black, right? So her going through the word, I was conflicted because I was like, I don't want her out here being like, oh, it was an otter, right? But also, I don't want her just like saying words wrong. But like, even the way she, like, I tell you guys, I mess up on the word dolls. She says it like me now, and I'm like, dang, man, I want her to be able to say it like people don't hear
Yeah,
it.
it's weird. Like, do you want to correct or do you want like how black people when at the if there's a TH at the end of the word, it turns to a F.
Right, like
Like,
math.
oh, I did the math, and it's like, well,
Right.
it's not what it is, bro. But it's
I
like, I just
know, but it's also cultural
yeah.
to a point.
So,
Or like she said, you
and
be
my
like,
brother was Keith his whole life.
all right, well, he gonna be Keith. My brother Keith as well. You just Keith with an F.
There was never no
Keef.
Keith.
But you know, she said, they be like or we be like, and I wanted to correct her, but I was also like, it's very much how we talk, you know what I mean? So I was like, oh, I was
One thing
conflicted.
I
I'm like,
told my boys, I told them the things we do and say in the house
yeah.
is different from the world. So even the jokes that they tell, even the stuff I let them get away with the house, I say, don't do that at school though.
Right.
So like I let them slide with a lot of stuff, whether it's incorrect English or certain jokes or inappropriate, whatever. And I'm like, that's fine here. Just don't take that outside.
Yeah, I
I
think I
think
got it.
most parents should do that. And that's why when most parents don't be doing that, these kids they get caught up at school with saying something. There's home stuff and then there's school
Right.
public stuff.
Right.
Only
I
say
don't care.
you're at home.
You say what?
Only say nigger
Yeah. This our safe space.
The white kid is like, but my dad says
Right. Now you got a meeting at the school.
it.
I've only had one meeting at the school, maybe two, and the both of them was Kendrick.
What happened?
Just saying
Well, the
jokes.
school was saying goofy shit. That's hilarious, but like, come on, bro. Like, don't do that there.
How mad are you though when they say something you're like, he
Never.
said that? Okay.
I've never been mad one time. It'd just be
Okay.
funny. And the cool, I mean, the principals be having, you know, if they got sons, they get it.
Right.
I understand I have teenage boys and I get the jokes and the potty humor,
Hi.
but we just can't have that happening at school. But yeah, I understand.
You're talking
I
about,
mean,
you're making me
sorry, but
look bad, bro. You're making me look. What is happening?
you
They look
doing?
up to us in the community.
What you doing, dog?
Yeah, they be making a. All right, we're gonna do another one. You guys got time to do another one?
Yeah, heck yeah. Let's do it. Let's
Oh,
knock it out. This
did we
one's
end it?
hard.
Did we end that one?
We didn't end yet, but DC was an hour and a half late, so.
Oh, I
Right?
was 10.
You're about 30.
I was 10 minutes late,
About
bro.
30.
I was trying to get set. I was trying to set up at my daughter's house. I had to find like a better setup.
Well, DC was an hour and a half late, man.
No, it was not.
We were waiting on
Just got a
people.
skin on that money.
No, I got on. I looked at the clock. It was 46 when I got on.
That's what time did we say? That's the 16th.
Well, we said 30.
Thirty.
That's an hour and a half late. That's the same thing.
No, it's not. We
Said
said 12:30,
9:30.
right?
Wait, what are we talking about?
Hey, whether you're a minute late
Same
or
time,
2 hours
9:30.
late, you're late.
Wait,
Okay.
how long were y'all going for?
little bit.
But
I was still fixing stuff, so it wasn't no big deal. Why, like, I was waiting on you, and then we started, I think, a little bit. So I was
okay,
about.
but our time was 12:30, right? Or nine? I'm 12:30, so I'm East Coast, so.
Right. Yeah. You want to do your be more accent for him?
Two
Yeah.
Philippines, two. So we can watch for the do.
That's it.
Hey, so we out.
Peace, y'all.
Now.